But there seem to be a number of issues wound up in here. I know you personally used to serve as a judge advocate in the Air Force. We looked at the JAG manual. Preventative self-defense employed to counter non-imminent threats is illegal under international law. So if we are not at war and these suspected criminals pose no threat of imminent violence, isn't this potentially a war crime to be killing the people on these boats and then to be taking out a leader?
No, not at all. I don't know what manual you're referring to, but I know what President Bush 41 did. He took down Ortega, the leader of Panama, because he was involved in drug trafficking, threatening our country. Venezuela is now partnering with Hezbollah. Hezbollah is running out of money because Iran is weak.
That's
They're
not new.
Partnering with drug cartels in Venezuela. No, it should have stopped. Here's what's new. You got a commander in chief's not going to put up with this crap. We're not going to sit on the sidelines and watch boats full of drugs come to our country. We're going to blow them up and kill the people that want to poison America. And we're now going to expand operations, I think, to the land. So please be clear about what I'm saying today. President Donald Trump sees Venezuela and Colombia as direct threats to our country because they house narco-terrorist organizations. The leader of Venezuela is an indicted drug dealer in American courts. So, yeah, the game is changing when it comes to drug traffickers and drug cartels. We're going to use military force like we have in the past to protect our country. That's the new game we're playing, and I'm glad we're playing that game. And if I were Maduro, I'd find a way to leave before he goes down.